Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to K-Rock Finale Show. Your pre-coin is officially here, and we will give away this trip to go to Vegas. I think Monday morning we get to call and give that good news away. But if you'd like to qualify, another chance coming up noon. With the Postmaster Johnny is in for Nicole Alvarez today. So win those tickets with Johnny, or you can win them with the great Kevin Ryder. And hate to say it, Allie, because I always thought there'd be no replacing the great Kevin Ryder. The guy is a Hall of Famer, which is why K-Rock had to bring him back. But now Omar is trying to make me follow in his footsteps in ways that I don't want to follow in his footsteps. And now it is an honor to be able to welcome the new generation to Moments with a Different Kevin.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
They could end up seeing you in Vegas, the upcoming show you're doing with Pennywise. That is where you take over the whole Vegas thing that's happening. I don't even have the information here.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Right. Turns out if you're born with the name Kevin, you're going to grow up to be an idiot, I guess.
No, I think it's good. It solidifies your place in the K-Rock, morning show Wall of Fame.
I did want to play this message from someone who did say that our show is having some sort of an impact on their relationship. And I do want to warn you, if you're a new listener, a lot of times you're just used to having the radio on in the background, not really paying attention to what's going on. But if you do choose to listen to this show regularly in days, into weeks, into months, there's a chance that it has an unintentional effect on whatever relationship you're having. And this woman wanted to share with us this. I'll give this to you now, and then we will decide if we should stop doing what we're doing immediately.
Hi, my name is Aubrey. I was raised listening to K-Rock because my parents were 90s kids who listened to K-Rock. And I now have a long commute to L.A. I currently live in Orange County. And every morning I just have so much joy listening to the Klein and Allie show. And it's great because my boyfriend currently worked night shifts as an EMT, and so while I'm driving really early in the morning, he's driving really late at night, and there's generally a little bit of overlap, and we're both able to bond over listening to the Klein and Allie show.
Look at that.
And that has been just a fun little part of our semi-long distance relationship, so I just wanted to thank you guys and thank the whole team. You guys are great.
Usually it's people saying why we have ruined their relationship or why they've gotten yelled at by their boss or why that their, you know, girlfriend left them because she listened. So it's every nice to every once in a while hear a happy story about a couple that likes the show, listens, and then bonds over
it
together.
Yeah, but think about the last show that you and your partner really got into together.
It hasn't been a lot.
Aren't very many, right?
Tried Love Island. That was trash. Couldn't watch it.
But when you both are on the same level excited about a show, I feel like it's a rare thing. I think very it only rare. Happens a few times in a relationship. And this is a show that, it's subjective to people. But if you're both into it, it can really bring you together. And I think it can increase your sex life. Maybe not this show, but
not this show.
Well, I think you guys are also, equally as bad as this moment with Allie will
And now, a moment with Allie.
Bend between Peril Ferry and many of the other band members on Jane's Addiction. Peril Ferry.
That was a moment with Allie. Hey, look at that. You're delivering
We're
terrible.
We're both on the Wall of Fame.
We're both terrible. Equally both terrible.
Over that.
You know what? Thank you. If we were just feeling good about ourselves for all of 1 second before that has been shattered.
I felt rushed in that one, okay, in my defense.
You know what they do?
We were like 10 minutes behind.
Can I hear that one a second time as well, please?
Sure, thank you. Absolutely. Here we go.
And now, a moment with Allie.
Bend between Peril Ferry and many of the other band members on Jane's Addiction. Peril Ferry.
That was a moment with Allie.
That's confidence.
You're saying... You know how most people try to do something called a compliment sandwich where they say a nice thing and then they slide in like a little constructive criticism followed by another. That was an insult.
The nice thing was buried in the middle.
All right, here we go. Weezer, as we get into this hour of the show, you're with us and we appreciate that. We'll get into lots going on this hour, including some Worth It and much more here on K-Rock. K-Rock, Glenn Allie Show. We'll be back in a second to tell you what's going on in the world of collectibles. There's so much stuff that I wish I was a super millionaire just to have my hands on. All these things that are going on the auction block, collectible stuff. Either, it's always the obvious ones are like the game-worn shoes, like Kobe played his last game in these shoes. But there's actually...
Now it's like dinosaur bones.
I know. There's so much cooler stuff that's going on. I don't know what's happening. People are doing money grabs now so that anyone who's got a cool collection is unloading, if that's what it is. Or there's just random things people are finding in garages. Like
that original
Dumbo cart from the Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
There's all these things that, and we're trying to figure out what the real value is versus what they claim the value should be. Because value is just a made-up number.
Yeah, and I mean, they kind of bait, like, I saw this dinosaur that they were auctioning off, and it was like, we're going to start the bidding at $6 million. And I was like, God, that seems low for, like, an intact dinosaur.
But it's not, I think it's a baby dinosaur.
It was a baby dinosaur. Yeah. But the amount that it sold for actually does make sense.
Oh, did it sell for less than that?
No, way more.
Really?
Dude, to have an actual dinosaur?
I feel like that's the kind of thing, too, that you could easily fake now. Like, 3D printing, you could print
that. No, dude, you can tell. Like, when you go to a museum, you're like, those bones are too white.
What are you
saying? You know, they got to be, like, all gristly bones.
Yeah, but the ones at the museum are real.
No, man.
So you don't believe that museums are showing real dinosaur bones?
If you look, some of them, they're a replica. Or they have, like, some of the bones, but then they piece together the rest of the bones.
Yeah,
it's pretty rare to have a whole-ass dinosaur, don't you think?
Yeah.
Let alone have one in your house?
Yes, but it's still cool to see.
That's way cooler than a jersey.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I would rather buy it. If I was going to bid on any of these things that we're about to talk about, I would bid on this dinosaur.
It's a wild roundup for Worth It, which we'll get to in a moment, and figure out if you want to start pooling your money together, what things we could be getting. I think one of these things is potentially in our price range.
I know one thing you really want on this list.
Yeah, but did it just sold, didn't it, or no? Is it still available?
I got to check. I think it did sell.
Is it the jersey that our boss wore yesterday?
the Halloween costume.
I don't know why he wore that costume yesterday. It made no sense. But that's available still for purchase. We'll come back with Worth It next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show, and if you've got a little extra money, which everyone does these days, right? A lot of money. Things are cheap, super affordable.
Oh, yeah, I got flipped, right?
Now's a good time to buy some random memorabilia, and I don't know why it seems like now's the time that everything that was cool, either in a movie or in a TV show or potentially on the court, is coming up for grabs. Old Olympic medals are being sold like never before. If you've ever wanted to earn a... wear an Olympic medal, but you're not fast enough to earn one, mm-hmm. You just go ahead and buy one. So this is where we break down some of the stuff you could be spending money on And we, I don't know why we need to play the theme song, but...
Is it worth it?
Come on.
Is it worth it?
Come on.
Ding, now, my time, and na, na.
Come on.
Is it worth it?
Come on.
I'm na, 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 na. Come on.
So, thank you for that. That was unnecessary.
I love it.
Come on.
Great. Oh, does he just keep saying that?
Come on.
All right, great. We got it, Klein.
Come on.
Fire Festival, as you know, was a failed music festival that never got off the ground, but everyone knows it because it was such a disaster. And Billy got out of prison. Everyone said he was going to do Fire Festival 2, but then that ended up not happening. So he goes, I'm just going to sell the name. And he put the name up on eBay. And you could own the name, the likeness. I believe you also got use of anything Fire Festival related moving forward. And in his brain, he thought it was going to bring in millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah, and it sold for $245,000, which is still a good amount of money. But to sell away all of that, with the amount of money that you probably could have made on merch alone, just selling your own t-shirts that say Firefest, for the rest of your life, you probably would be fine.
Yeah, so the idea is now someone owns this name. They bought it for pretty cheap. I think he was devastated. That's the quote. Devastated with how
little it was worth.
Yeah, because he thought this was going to be like his road to riches was, oh, I'll just sell the
or like name I'll retire Fire on this.
Not the case, but someone did get it. There were a total of 175 bids put in by 42 different people, and it officially closed, and Fire Festival was purchased for $245,000 on eBay, which I think is worth it. If I had to pick worth it or not, if that's what we're trying to do here.
Oh, I think that's undervalued. I agree.
Right. So very much worth it because just as Ali said, you could come up with a whole line of Firefest cheese sandwiches and sell them at grocery store. And I know the idea is who's really going to be talking so much about Firefest in a year, 2 years, 3 years. But when it had a major documentary about it done on both Netflix and Hulu, it's always going to be kind of one of those nostalgic things like a Y2K where you look back on. And so it seems very underpriced.
Even that Fire Aid benefit concert could have been called Firefest.
No, but they couldn't have called it that because they weren't allowed. And it's spelled differently.
No, but now you could have.
Now you could have. Whoever owns that. And also whoever owns it can start going after people who illegally use it. Because I'm sure a lot of people will still use the branding.
I think that's where you make the most money, right? Is
lawsuits.
You just own something that everybody uses regularly, so you can just sue.
So tell me if this is worth it. Oh, this is the thing you think I want. This stuff that's going to be auctioned off, all of Larry King's former things?
I thought you wanted the Fire Festival.
Oh, yeah. I would have liked to have. Well, at first, I saw when it first started, it was at $20,000. There hadn't been that much action on it. And I kind of said to Allie, there's no way this company will spend any money on anything, but what if we...
If it was affordable, I totally would have gone in on it with you.
Yeah, I was like, let's own this thing. And then all of a sudden, by the time I refreshed, it was already over 100. I was like, all right, it's way out of our price range.
You're like, Allie, I think if we put you in 1,000 each.
I think we could get Firefest.
I was like, all right, I'll do it.
The Larry King auctions. This was the old man wearing suspenders that interviewed everyone for a long time. Apparently, all his stuff now is being auctioned off.
Yeah, they have his suspenders, which you can buy. But they also have a bunch of his Dodgers memorabilia because he was one of the biggest lifelong devoted Dodger fans out there. So they've got some really rare memorabilia from him, but then they also have like letters that celebrities wrote him over the years and stuff like that. But his suspenders are only up to $200 on the bidding currently.
That's it?
Oh, no.
Actually, game worn suspenders or like backup suspenders?
This is 1990s suspenders. Current bid $50 or two bid. Yeah, the estimate is $100 to $200 currently.
You think they would go for more because in the world of suspenders, it's like this guy and Gallagher. That's it, right?
Right. This guy's got to have, if you're just looking at strictly the most important suspenders ever worn.
What about Pee-wee?
Pee-wee was a suspender guy?
I don't think he was.
Didn't he have suspenders? I always picture him with suspenders, no?
No, not that I can remember. No. I think you're thinking of gay men.
Oh, I'm thinking of gay men.
Yeah, he was with gay men.
Which Bob Rubens was.
Yeah, no, I know. It's funny. I was in an elevator one time with Larry. I met Larry King twice in my life, but I was in an elevator with him one time at Dodger Stadium because I had a friend that, through a friend, we got those good seats where you get to sit down and eat the food, the whole thing, and that's where Larry sat for all of his seats. And I was in an elevator with him, and the guy was so weak at that point. And he lived another 10 years, that he was pushing the elevator button to go down to the club level, and the button did not register that he was pushing it. Larry and
oh my
I,
because that's how weak he was.
That's how weak he was, and I knew the elevator wasn't going to move, and he pushed the button like three times, but it wouldn't push. So I actually had to go. Let me give this a shot as well. Then, of course, I pushed and it lit up.
Aww.
And that was like my
That's
one.
That's nice and gracious of you.
And then he died.
So that ruined
it. And then I kicked him.
I would like to bid on something Larry King related, because even though I don't... I
mean, you want a piece of his microphone? That's going for $300 so far.
A piece of the microphone?
I mean, there's so much dried spit on that over the years. But I think that it, at this point, with this low of a of an estimate, I think that's worth it.
How about a piece of Mars?
Is it worth it?
Come on.
Is it worth it?
Come on.
Someone is, you can actually buy a piece of Mars on Earth. $5.3 million is what they got for that.
Which I feel like is low. You're buying a piece of another planet.
The largest piece of Mars was ever found on Earth, and it just sold for over $5 million, way more than they thought they would get for it. I don't know how you'd prove it, but also how? Why couldn't anyone out there just go dig up something from the La Brea tar pits and put it in their kitchen and claim it's part of Mars?
It's red.
Yeah, but so you spray paint it.
No. I mean,
I'm just saying, like,
you can't replicate that. It looks like Mars rock. You know that it is.
54 pounds.
That's a big-ass rock.
And they thought it was going to get around $2 million, but it got $5 million. Because that's just something... I could never imagine what it would be like to be a rich guy in an argument with another rich guy about who's going to spend the most millions of dollars on a piece of rock from Mars.
Yeah, but think about all those... Like, I went to a rich guy's house once, and he was showing me all the crap that he owned. And it was like, here's an artifact from this, and here's a painting from this person. I'm like, I don't know what any of this crap is. If they were like, and this is Mars... I'd be like, whoa,
yeah.
That's cool.
So you think that's
cool?
This
is a piece of Mars. Yeah, that at least is fascinating. Like that I can wrap my brain around.
Despite the tiny dinosaur size, this is another thing in the worth it this wrap up. It's a rare young dinosaur skeleton, and that became the highlight of the most recent rich person auction. And it sold, and I don't know what you think. Go, Jake, you collect this weird crap.
Yeah.
What do you think a dinosaur sell, a little dinosaur sells for?
Millions and millions and millions.
Yeah, but give me a real number.
$50 million.
Remember when we went to Vegas with Jake to that weird story? He wanted to buy that that shark's mouth. He wanted to buy the whole
megalodon.
He wanted to buy a whole megalodon tooth or a whole a skull or something from a megalodon.
Jaw.
And then we asked the price, and that price was insanity.
Yeah, dude, I can't remember how much.
And that was just like fiberglass because the jaws are cartilage.
See, half that crap is fake.
But he wanted $67,000 for that one in Vegas that he saw. I remember that.
For the one tooth or for the whole jaw?
It was like the whole jaw with like all the hundreds of teeth in it.
Oh, it seems like we should have gotten that, Jake. That's a good price.
Yeah, but look at this dinosaur. This is like a run. It's like a mid-run dinosaur.
It's a cool dinosaur. No, yes.
If someone had that in their living room, I would find that so cool.
But also...
Like, if I'm going to be rich, I want to be young dinosaur rich.
How is that cool? But the stuff I have isn't cool. I got dead stuff.
I don't know, but, you know, it's an interesting point you make. You have the same exact stuff sitting around you now. It's a bunch of old skulls and weird... But for some reason...
And we find it nerdy and boring.
And a megalodon tooth.
Yeah, boring. But this is cool.
That's a tooth. This is all the teeth.
That's what I can afford.
This sold for $30 million.
Worth it.
$30 million. It was a very competitive bidding war, and I'd say I want to find the guy that bought this. Are they secret, or can you? Because
no. They just revealed the identity of the lady who bought the $10 million Birkin bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I want to talk to her. Be like, why did you spend $10 million on this bag? But I want to definitely talk to the person who owns this dinosaur. But you have to think about the exclusivity, right? I mean, that's what it is with memorabilia. It's one of one. You know, there's not a lot of people who own this stuff, and that's the excitement. Of it all is how many people can say they own a dinosaur.
There's also this star lightsaber from Darth Vader. The
Who cares?
Iconic
There's
lightsaber.
A million of those.
Well, this one's the...
That's not a million.
$2 million is going to go for well over, actually. And that one is the one that you want, so...
It's from the
this one
Empire
is,
Strikes Back.
Yeah, this is a real
one.
Anyway, someone...
Is it worth it?
No.
Come on. Is it worth it? Come on.
Someone wanted to point out, not to brag, guys, but I one time bought a star that was for sale when I was listening to Loveline. Remember when they used to sell, like, stars?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot about
they
that.
They sold that same star to probably 6 million people. So, I'm sorry. It's not your star, pal. Thank you. Worth it? No. Definitely not worth it. Was that segment worth it? Probably not.
Come on.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, skills or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey, Rock Line Alley Show coming to an end for right now, but fear not, Postmaster Johnny's going to hang out with you for the next couple hours, give you some more of those tickets to go see Sublime and take you through the rest of your day here on K-Rock. Thanks for returning. Means a lot to us. If you're a new listener to the show, three-day challenge, we present that to you. Put up with us for 3 days. You will learn very quickly if you love, hate, or tolerate. And who knows, maybe you find your next friends to support to start your day with. If you need us between now and tomorrow morning, you can find us on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT. Apparently, Jake, is that fixed or no?
Not yet.
No. Cool. I guess people can leave messages, but we can't check them for right now, but we'll have to get to the bottom of that, I'm sure.
There's something going on with the phone bill.
Is there another phone bill issue here?
Yeah, crazy. Which I thought that we had.
I think they switch companies because they don't want to pay it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they're running out of companies because they've done that before, and
they have to bundle with a new company with a landline to get our phones working.
Maybe we can get on Allie's mom's plan like Allie is, just so they can
come
keep
on
the,
over. Keep over here.
Keep the phones going at K-Rock.
I've had that bundle forever.
But can you put the GOAT line on your mom's plan? It'd be perfect for the throat goat to have the GOAT line. We need it. Anyway, that should be there for you. If not, slide in the DMs, Klein Alley Show, on Instagram. There's been a lot of really nice messages coming through this week, which seems strangely weird. The timing, because we got some good press and good news about the show. But reality is, thank you. All that really matters is you. So whatever happens here in the meetings and that the...
You have the power to end us.
You have the power to end us, and you have the power to extend us, and we cannot thank you for having such questionable standards that you put up with us either on YouTube or live on the radio or on the podcast on a semi-daily basis.
It makes us have feelings, which are uncomfortable.
Takeaways, what do we got?
Let's see, 310, my takeaway is Peril Ferry is being sued by his band.
Yeah, Peril Ferry, what a bad day for him.
650, my takeaway is Klein is ready to be popped.
You got pop me, baby.
Ew. 818, my takeaway is Vanessa went to a Qantas concert.
Yeah, she was a big fan of Qantas. She was there, she loved it.
213, my takeaway is Allie is all about the death in the family.
Yeah, if it's a cheap vacation, if you missed El Cheapo today, she'll tell you how to get your pretty much a free summer vacation. Just wait for someone to get sick and or die, and you're as good as traveling for free.
Yeah, 909, my takeaway is congratulations to Vanessa on her one quarter Employee of the Month award.
Hey, I got your parking spot. Did you make up your mind yet about who gets to park in your spot?
Cody.
No.
It's got to be one of us, Vanessa.
I just don't want to choose.
What if Allie and I go tandem style?
You know who I'm going to choose?
Whoever gets here first.
Twist, Jacob, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Jake doesn't want the spot either. He parks in the same spot.
No, okay, it's Cody. Sorry, I can't give it away. It's not mine.
It is yours. You're the
British. It's not only mine.
You're the Employee of the Month.
Wow. Oh.
Own it.
Let's continue to bully the Employee of the Month. Yeah. Come on, give us the space.
Give us your goddamn spot.
Yeah. $100 instead.
All right, you get to either give us $100 or the parking spot. Your choice.
You guys are bullies.
But Vanessa, you don't want the spot. So you don't want it. You want to turn up. You want to turn down the whole honor. You said you were thinking about giving back the honor. It's too much pressure.
I did say it was too much pressure.
Maybe we should make them give a different person the Employee of the Month award if Vanessa doesn't want it.
Oh, she has to call another all staff meeting.
Yeah, to get everyone back downstairs and tell them you don't want the grit award. Tell them.
That's so annoying.
Get that shark costume back out. All right.
A lot of people, that was their one appearance in the building this week.
I know.
All right.
This week, this quarter.
Totally. 909 My Takeaway is long live the weirdos.
Yeah, long live the weirdos. That's what it's all about. What's your takeaway, Jake the Nerd, speaking of weirdos?
Never buy one of Rhonda's keychains.
Oh, man. Tomorrow, I can't wait to hear this in-depth conversation between Allie and crazy cat lady Rhonda, a.k.a. Allie from the future. That's going to be tomorrow on the show. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that Chris Martin from Coldplay is a homewrecker.
Yeah, yes. That guy. Don't go to his show if you're cheating. He'll call you out. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is hot sauce is ketchup. Trying to be hot.
Yeah, that's according to the Bud Light Bros. What a great episode of their new YouTube show. All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, find us lots of places and have a great rest of your day. All right, bye.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.